so-called battleground states command center stage in this presidential campaign year. The candidates visit so frequently they could claim residency in Ohio or Wisconsin or Iowa or Pennsylvania. They might like to do just that. The final tallies in 17 or so swing states promise to turn on just a few votes, the much-quoted and perpetually discussed undecideds. All that focused attention leaves citizens in Republican or Democratic strongholds in relative peace to surf an evening's television fare virtually free of presidential campaign advertising. The people of Nebraska rank in that number. There's no doubt the Cornhusker state's five electoral college votes will go in the Bush-Cheney column, just as they have gone to the Republican ticket in every presidential election since 1968. We visited Nebraska last week to spend some time in Broken Bow, a town of 3,500 set close to the geographic center of the state. At 7:30 on a gray, chilly morning, the tables at the Tumbleweed Cafe start to fill with men in pairs, a couple or two, a woman alone. From casual to work clothes, they sip their coffee, read the morning paper from Kearney or Omaha. Others quietly chat among themselves. Deb McCaslin, the publisher of the Custer County Chief, the local weekly paper, joined us for coffee and to talk about life in her hometown.
It's wonderful. I was born and bred here. Moved away for 30 years, following other dreams and other pursuits. Followed a husband in the military. Came back. Don't regret that decision ever. When we moved back, we moved a couple of high schoolers back. Our boys were 15 and 16 when we moved back into the community. And they were raised in metropolitan areas. We moved from Washington, D.C. to here. The moving van pulled up. They pulled out their bikes. They had had short parameters of where they could go. And they came over and they said, okay, what are our boundaries? And I kind of turned around and said, okay, well, by the end of the day, don't leave the city limits of Broken Bow. How about by Friday, don't leave the county? They said, whoa, and they were gone. And those are the kind of freedoms that the kids can have here because it's a safe environment.
What are the concerns in the community?
I think the short-term concern and the long-term concern is probably the same, and that is the depopulation of the area. There's an out-migration of the youth. Your farms and ranches are getting larger. Your families are getting smaller, and fewer families are moving in. But the out-migration is a concern.
Custer County has watched its young people move away since World War II. The county's population dropped from 19,000 in 1950 to just under 12,000 in the most recent census. In the past year, a handful of Broken Bow's residents have left, but with the intent to return after fighting in Afghanistan or Iraq. None have been grievously injured or killed. Deb McCaslin mentioned some who have gone to fight.
We had one of our local policemen just returned. We have another individual who's, you know, part of the state patrol force that lives here that just returned. We have one of our area small town policemen who is still gone.
About a mile further along from the Tumbleweed Cafe on State Route 2, a cluster of stores surrounds a square, complete with a requisite bandstand in the middle. Our Town Video, Custer Floral and Gifts, Square One Apparel. The Ben Franklin Variety Store closed earlier this year, its windows now covered with sheets of brown construction paper. The Arrow Hotel anchors one corner and serves as a clubhouse for a group of local men who gather for coffee every morning except Sundays.
My name is John Sullivan. I've lived in Broken Bow since, 1953. I worked as a railroad depot agent here.
Okay, I'm Charles Giles. We've lived here 54 years. I'm a retired banker.
I'm Dick Stone, and we moved here about 15 years ago. We lived in a little town called Comstock, Nebraska, which is east of here, about 30 miles. I worked for the state of Nebraska State School Lands for 25 years, and when I retired, we moved over here.
What concerns do you have? First, about your community.
Well, it's doing fine as far as I'm concerned. We got a good plant out here, Beck and Dickinson, a lot of people employed. Adams Land and Cattle Company, they have a lot of cattle. They have a large group of people working for them.
You have no concerns about the long-term
future of the community?
No, not really.
How about you?
Well, most of the people that come in here and have coffee are all retired. All the cares I have is to take care of the lawn and play golf, so.
Is the war in Iraq a big topic of discussion here?
No, I don't hear much about it, really.
Yeah.
It's a long ways from here. We live out here in the boonies, and I'm glad we're here.
Two rooms away, three women, longtime friends, also sit together most mornings, close around a small table by a window in the card room.
My name is Eileen Powell, and I've lived in Roganville for the last 10, 12 years. But I do have a farm about 15 miles northeast of here. And I have two pivots on it, and we raise corn, soybeans, and alfalfa.
I'm Shirley Hickman, and I've lived here about 20 years.
I'm Frances Kern. I've been in Broken Bow for 30 years, and I was a farmer's wife, too.
What are some of the main things that you're concerned about?
Well, of course, we're always concerned about economics, because so many of our young people have left the country and left their farm, and we're an agricultural state, and they've left agriculture. We wonder who's going to furnish the food.
And the war worries me. I just hope it ends soon.
There's lots of things I'm worried about. One of them's war, because I have two great-grandchildren over there. Then I think that the prices are so low anymore that the farmers have a hard time to keep going. Then the health care is not good. And neither is what they're trying to do to Social Security.
Are you a Republican, Democrat?
I'm a Democrat, but I'm not a hard Democrat like some of them. I can give or take.
So do you vote party line when there's an election, or do you... I mean, I don't want to pry and ask how you're going to vote, but...
I wouldn't tell you anyway, because I don't know for sure. I'm still guessing.
Outside, the morning's gray skies turn to a drizzle. Sweaters and jackets are needed against the coming prairie autumn. Trucks rumble through town on their way to and from Adams Land and Cattle, stopping at the traffic light in front of the Arrow Hotel. At a drugstore on the square, we found another Democrat.
My name's Rosemary Davis. I work part-time at Holcomb Pharmacy in Broken Bow, Nebraska. I'm concerned about health care. And probably more than that, I'm concerned about the war in Iraq. I think we're going in the wrong direction. I think we need a change.
Is it a subject that gets discussed much in town?
Yes, it does. Probably more on the other side than mine, because I'm probably a lonely Democrat in the middle of Nebraska. But there are people that come and talk to us that have said, what do you think? You know, and I know they're staunch Republicans, but they have some kind of a doubt in their mind.
What are some of the local concerns that are affecting life in Broken Bow?
Probably the environment, the farm economy. Probably the main thing right now is the drought for the farmers. If it continues, I don't know what's going to happen to our irrigators and our farmers, and that's our economy.
The candidates are not planning to come here.
No.
Does that bother you?
No. Because I'm a realist, I understand that Nebraska isn't going to make a difference. I've been saying for years that I've been voting, you know, my vote is never counted. My daughter lives in Ohio, and I would love to vote in Ohio this year.
Over at the Aiken Payne Barbershop, yes, that's really the name of the place, a young man gets his already short hair clipped shorter by a trim woman.
I'm Patty Cannell, and I've been working in the shop here for about 23 years.
Mm-hmm. I'm Brent Myers, and I'm self-employed. 25, and I've got my hair cut here for about 10 years.
What do you do, self-employed? What do you do?
Contracting, and I help farmers.
Are you paying much attention to the presidential campaign?
Some. As much as I can stand, I guess.
What is it? What do you mean?
Oh, just the badgering, I guess. Gets old listening to them.
Yeah. You going to vote Republican this year?
I will vote for Bush and Cheney just because Kerry is pro-choice, and I'm against that. So.
What about the war?
We got to go on from here, get it fixed from here. It's a terrible mess. It makes me heartsick for the people and families.
You ready to vote?
Mm-hmm.
You've chosen your candidate?
Probably Republican. You're kind of in a Republican nest.
You think the president is taking the country in the right direction?
I don't know.
Two blocks away, train tracks divide Broken Bow. Politicians used to ride the rails into town on whistle-stop tours. Harry Truman once stopped here. But those days have vanished, along with all passenger train service to Broken Bow. But upwards of 70 freight trains, 100 cars or longer, pass through every day, carrying coal south and returning empty for another load. Hard by the track stands the Evans Feed Company. Manager Trent Ish introduces one of his co-workers.
This is Andrew W. Gaffney.
Hi, Andrew W. Gaffney.
And he is a real cowboy.
I can tell by the hat.
Andrew Gaffney sports an outsized black cowboy hat and quickly points out he much prefers to be called Drew. Gaffney's worried about export prohibitions on American beef following the scare in the past year over BSE or mad cow disease.
We have the safest food supply in the world, and I don't think that the BSE should even be an issue or a concern. What concerns me is getting our trade back with Japan and China and Mexico, and the border opened up for beef trade with Canada. I don't think that a lot of Americans really realize the impact that that's going to play with the economy worldwide.
There's a few things I'm concerned with out in these parts. First would be the cost of living. Everything is so high. For one thing that comes to mind is health insurance is high. If you're self-employed or if you're working at a place where you have to pay for your own health insurance and you have three or four kids, you know, you might be looking at $250 a month for just health insurance.
I agree with Trent on a lot of issues, and one thing that I think that Americans as a whole don't understand is in rural America, we haven't had a raise in as far as what our income is. I mean, you take the price of corn and wheat, it's the same price as it was in the 70s. I mean, but our expenses on raising those crops haven't gone down any either.
Do you think the president's taking the country in the right direction?
Well, most definitely. My hat's off to Mr. Bush because, you know, he never overlooks any aspect of what's going on in the United States as far as whether it be the ag economy or foreign trade. And I was also happy to see when he showed up at the National Cattlemen's Beef Association meeting in Denver.
What about the war in Iraq?
I believe that we do have the right to be there. It was just a matter of time before Saddam Hussein was going to maybe try something or do something that was not in the best interest of the world as a whole. We knew going into the war that there would be a lot of little puppets, mini-me's, running around going to try to take over for him. But I do believe that if we keep a military stance there, we will be able to give that country democracy.
Did you go see the president when he went to Denver?
Yes, ma'am.
And you were impressed by what he had to say?
Yeah, I was very impressed about what he had to say, and anybody that'll wear a cowboy hat is a friend of mine, so.
60 Florida in the four headquarters. 60 Florida with one 60 one quarter there. 61 half one. It is a
In 2 weeks, we'll visit a place where Democratic presidential candidates can depend upon most voters for support. Along Broadway, on the west side of Manhattan in New York City, we'll talk with residents to learn about their concerns in this autumn of presidential political obsession. To see photographs of the people in Broken Bow, please go to npr.org. You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.